One of the themes from Christian Aid is about feeling safe or being safe. Are we safe this morning? I think so. Yes, don't think anything's going to fall down, Rosemary. I think we're okay. It's all holding together well. Who looks after our safety? Who watches over us? Have a think for a minute. Does it take that long? Would somebody like to offer an answer? Good. I like audience participation. That's the right answer. Who else? Did you have an answer?
My auntie.
Your auntie. So our families keep us safe, don't they? Who else? Have you got one?
God.
God, yes. God keeps us safe because God watches over us, doesn't he? What about those people in uniform with a little blue light on top of the... Well, they don't have a little blue light anymore, do they? They have these disco lights now on top, don't they? Yes?
The police.
The police, that's right. Perhaps some of us older people think that perhaps there are not as many policemen on the streets as there used to be. Certainly not when I was a boy, because there seemed to be a policeman round every corner when I was doing something naughty. And he always ran away. And he often chased you as well. And then gave you a clip round the ear. Couldn't do that now, could they? No. Who else?
Ambulance.
Ambulance people, that's right. Somebody else with a blue light on the top. They make sure.
The dentist.
The dentist. The dentist keeps you safe. Well, I hope so, when you're sitting in the chair with that noise going on. Ooh. Actually, I'm due to go to the dentist. You reminded me. Never mind. See, when you're young, your teeth play you up as they arrive, don't they? And then when you get old, they play you up as they fall out. But never mind. Mum's saying something. Go on then. I can lip read. I've been to the doctor.
Doctor.
Yes. The doctors and the nurses in the hospital, don't we? We trust them to look after us and to keep us safe while we're in hospital.
The firemen.
The firemen, yes. Or fire ladies. Because there are men and women in the fire service, aren't there? Oh, look. Go on then. Who else?
Teacher.
Teacher, that's right. We expect our teachers to keep us safe. That's a good... I hadn't thought of that. That's a good answer. Teachers keep us safe in school. Hold on, I'll come up the back. Oh, look, there's lots of hands going up now.
The doctors.
Yes. That's good. Look, you've thought of a load of answers now, haven't you? All the ones I haven't thought of. Who hasn't had a go? Go on then.
Leaders.
Leaders, that's right. Leaders in rainbows and guides and brownies. We expect them to keep us safe, don't we, when we're there?
Pilots.
Oh, the pilots, when they're flying the plane. Oh, yes. Yeah, well, the planes fly themselves these days, don't they? Hey, they take off on their own, they land on their own, and he just sits there behind the wheel. If only it were like that.
Health and safety managers.
Oh, dear, yeah. Don't talk about them. They're the bane of everybody's life, health and safety managers. I'll tell you, one lot of people we could do without, and that's health and safety managers. God, dear. Anyway, go on. That I think we've done that now, haven't we? Unless there's anybody got a really good answer. Go on then.
The medical
people. That's right. They keep us safe, don't they? And we take all those things for granted, don't we? People in our armed services that we don't think about. You know, many people have gone overseas in our armed services that we see on the news, to try and bring peace and to keep people safe from terrorists. And because we've seen some of that recently on our news. Anybody read the news about Africa? What's been happening out there? In Nigeria, where 230 girls have been taken from their school and they've been kidnapped, haven't they? See, when we're in school, we feel safe, don't we? Not quite the same in so many countries around the world. And recently, is it Kenya, I think, some people have had to finish their holiday early because, you know, there have been terrorist threats against Western visitors. See, we can go out, we walk round the street, perhaps not quite the same as we used to, because I know when I was a boy, I used to get on my bike and I'd ride up the Boxers Lake with my mates, and we'd be out till about 8 o'clock at night, and then I'd come home and get told off for being out too late. Where you been? Nowhere. Well, you must have been somewhere, because you've been nowhere for a long time. Don't we? We can walk down to the shop, we can go to the park, and for most of us we feel safe. But it's not the same for everyone. I've got a little story for you two. We haven't got a story. Is it not working, Tom? I bought a DVD along this morning from Christian Aid, and it talks about a little boy in Colombia. I have watched it, so I can tell you the story. Him and his parents worked on a farm. They had a very good farm, but we know that Colombia is quite famous for something that's not quite so good, isn't it? Do you know what that is? Some of the older ones will know. That's right, they grow a lot of drugs in Colombia. And the whole of their family, his nan, their aunts, his mum and dad, they had, you know, quite a good life, living and working on the farm, producing good food because they had good land. And then one day, a whole lot of men came along with guns and they had to flee their home and their family. And their parents were killed. They were shot by the men that came to take the farm and the land. And what Christian Aid has been able to do is to provide somewhere safe, not far from where they used to live. And a whole group of families are all living together. They've built a school and they've provided lots of facilities. And one of the things he says, there's a big sign outside saying that no weapons are allowed in their safe place. And he did some drawings and pictures of what it was like when they ran away, when they had to leave their home. And the grandmother now looks after the family because he's lost his mum and dad, and an aunt comes along to help them sometimes. And so we take it for granted when our parents care for us. But the grandmother was saying how pleased they were that they now have somewhere safe, they have some land that they can farm, and in some ways they have their life back because they feel safe. They know nobody's going to come with guns and drive them away like they did before. And so they're grateful to Christian Aid and all the money that's raised through Christian Aid to help them and support them.
Our Bible reading is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, and I'm reading verses 1 to 10. The parable of the shepherd. Jesus said, "I'm telling you the truth. The man who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who goes in through the gate is a shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him. The sheep hear his voice as he calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. When he has brought them out, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow someone else. Instead, they will run away from such a person because they do not know his voice. Jesus told them this parable, but they did not understand what he meant. So Jesus said again, I am telling you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All others who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever comes in by me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come in order that you might have life, life in all its fullness. This is the word of the Lord.
Now, I'm not quite getting that old, but I need one of these just yet. But you know, do you know what one of these is? Who has one of these? Come on. And they still do today. Yes? A shepherd, that's right. A shepherd has one of these. Also, some important people in the church has one of these. Do you know who that is? Not in our denomination. And I have no aspirations of being... Yes, bishop or an archbishop. And I got caught just like that when I was at college. I was passing the office and this thing came out and on the end of it was the Bishop of Hartford. And I got... Yes, a shepherd uses this. And you can have a look at it afterwards. It's got a little special little bit here where he holds, and that fits just in that little corner of your thumb there. So you can hold it like this, and then this helps you to guide the sheep. See, a lot of people think sheep are stupid. They're not really. I've heard some talks in school about whether you want to be a goat or a sheep. And Jesus in our Bible story said the shepherd knows his sheep and the sheep know his voice. The sheep know the sound of his voice and they follow him. The robbers and the strangers, they don't know their voice and they don't follow him, do they? Uses one of these to help guide. And if the sheep is in trouble, he does just that. He uses this little crook bit here and just gently around the neck, like that. Oh, that fits, doesn't it? And he can just get the sheep's head in there and gently lifts them out of danger. Now, we were in Yorkshire, we're actually on the Yorkshire Moors this Easter, and all the sheep were just having their lambs. Oh, nice with mint sauce. No, we weren't thinking about that, but it does look really nice. We're walking out across the hills and across the moor, and many of the sheep were having lambs, and... You know, you see new life like that and to see them jumping around. But we also saw something else. And I hope Tom's got a picture for us. We saw lots of little pens. Well, some of them not so little. Like this. And this is what Jesus was talking about in his story. See, there's only one entrance, isn't there? There's only one gap in the wall. And Jesus told us that there are some people that try and get in by climbing over the wall. But the walls are quite steep and they're very strong. And it's not an easy job. He said, no, there's only one way in, and that's through the gate. But hang about, there's something missing. There's a hole, but what's not there? Yes, the gate, that's right. And we saw several of these in Yorkshire, and they're all the same. There's no gate. There's no fixings for a gate. There's no hinges. There's nothing. Just a gap in the wall, like that. Well, Jesus said he was the gate. See, out in the hills in Israel, perhaps not so much in this country, but the shepherd would gather up the sheep at night into the safety of the sheepfold. And what would he do? I bet some of the older ones know. What would he do? Yes? He would stay in the gate. He would sleep, well, partially sleep, but be alert, and he would act as the gate. He would stay there and made sure his sheep were safe and that nobody would try to come in. And when Jesus told this story, that people really didn't understand. But he was talking about God's kingdom. He was talking about us being sheep, learning to hear his voice and understand and to follow. But also, as we mentioned earlier, he would be there. He would be the gate. He would be our shepherd. And he will make sure that we are safe, that nobody can try and climb in over the wall, come and rob and steal or corrupt, and that Jesus himself would lay down and be the gate and keep us safe. And that's a promise he made to everyone, for Jesus is our good shepherd. We have everything that we need. And Jesus was living out the words of Psalm 23, wasn't he? When he talks about God's kingdom. So sheep are not that daft. They know. They know when they're safe. They know when the master calls. And they trust him that he's going to lead them to safe places to be, to good pastures, places where there is clean and safe water. And Jesus promises that to us today, if we follow him, if we listen and learn to hear his voice, then Jesus will be our good shepherd.